The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good on you, and well played, Bobby Tarlow. You know, I reckon, Millsy, he would be the nicest American we know. Hello, Bob.
Thank you, Basil. And it's good to be with you and Steve on this Monday morning. President Trump has issued a quick reversal against a reversal that came from his own administration. It had to do with elephants. The outrage was strong, although brief, after the Trump administration's Fish and Wildlife Service announced it was immediately lifting the Obama-era ban on importing trophies from elephants hunted down in Africa. While the majestic African elephant is still a threatened species, the ruling meant that big game hunters killing those creatures in Zambia or Zimbabwe would be allowed to bring their trophies back home. President Trump is not a big game hunter, but his sons are. Don Jr. was photographed in 2011 with an elephant tail in one hand and a knife in the other. In 2015, the president's eldest son insisted the money that hunters spend on safaris actually helps to protect those elephants.
It all gets used. Nothing gets wasted in Africa. That money goes to fund the anti-poaching leagues that prevent the people from going in and doing damage.
But his own mother disapproved. Ivana Trump wrote in her memoir, "Why go to Zimbabwe to shoot Bambi and Dumbo?" The initial announcement that the ban was being lifted sparked outrage across the political spectrum, from Fox News commentator Laura Ingraham to Ellen DeGeneres.
He is encouraging Americans to kill elephants, and we owe it to them to protect them.
Steve, as you know, Trump has consistently dismantled Obama-era environmental protections.
Yeah, but in this case, he might have had second thoughts.
Well, he has, yeah. Although it's unclear if he heeded the words of elephant lovers or his fellow Republicans, but the president acted quickly, putting the brakes on the Fish and Wildlife Service decision with this tweet: "Put big game trophy decision on hold until such time as I review all conservation facts." Well, one fact is that after the ban was put in place in 2014, imports of elephant trophies from those two African nations fell dramatically.
Trophy hunting is a declining, diminishing, increasingly disfavored activity.
That is Wayne Pacelli, president of the Humane Society. He is welcoming Trump's announcement to delay a decision on lifting the ban, but he says the ban should be permanent.
Why would we add more death and suffering to elephant communities when they're already besieged by poachers?
Stephen Basil, the president's tweet reversing the reversal by his own people on that elephant trophy ban has resulted in something very unusual: environmentalists thanking Trump.
Yeah, incredible, Bob. Incredible that he came out with that, and incredible that they've come around to him. But, of course, they would, based on the announcement that he made. Thanks, Bob. We'll chat again same time tomorrow.